It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, March 14th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service with a red flag warning that will be in effect from 1 o'clock this afternoon until 8 o'clock this evening for the entire listing area. The combination of strong southeast winds of 20 to 25 miles per hour on average, gusting to 40 to 45 miles per hour, plus low humidity values of 25% to 35%, warm temperatures in the mid-70s, and dry fuels will result in critical fire weather conditions this afternoon. There is a 30 to 50% chance that humidity values could fall further. A line of showers and thunderstorms expected to move in after 7 p.m. this evening from southwest to northeast. That will bring wind gusts upwards of 60 to 70 miles per hour, locally higher in a few spots. The severe wind gusts may even occur slightly ahead of the line of precipitation. A red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are either occurring now or will shortly. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior. Any fire that develops will catch and spread quickly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. While rain and snow last week brought some improvement, most of north central and northeast Iowa remain rated in moderate drought in the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, March 11th, all of Allamakee, Blackhawk, Bramer, Buchanan, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Chickasaw, Clayton, Fayette, Floyd, Hancock, Kossuth, Mitchell, Winnebago, and Worth counties still rated D1 for moderate drought. Recent precipitation helped the southwest third of Franklin County and southwest corner of Grundy County improve to the D0 category for abnormally dry, with remaining areas of both counties still in moderate drought. Almost all of Hardin County improved to abnormally dry. Precipitation totals last week included about an inch for Fayette and Waterloo, about 1 1/3 inch recorded in New Hampton, Waukon, Decorah, Waucoma, Grundy Center, and Mason City, with around 1 1/2 inches for Charles City, Osage, Nashville, Elkader, and St. Ansgar. Rains last week have been countered by warmer-than-average temperatures this week, including record highs on Monday of 67 for Charles City, 63 at the Mason City Airport, and 76 at the Waterloo Airport. Tuesday saw new record highs of 64 degrees in Mason City, 65 in Osage, 68 in New Hampton, Olwine, Fayette, and Hampton, 71 in Decorah, and 74 in Grundy Center. With St. Patrick's Day approaching, the New Hampton Police Department, plus Chickasaw and Floyd County Sheriff's Offices, are among the local law agencies partnering with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau for the Buzzed Driving is Drunk Driving Special Traffic Enforcement Program across Iowa on now through March 21st. Along with the Iowa State Patrol, officers will be stepping up traffic enforcement with special emphasis on impaired driving, plus special attention to seatbelt and speeding violations along with texting while driving. GTSB Bureau Chief Brett Tepkis says, quote, "Don't turn a day of fun into a tragic and devastating time by driving while intoxicated. It's vital to plan ahead, designate a sober driver, call a taxi, or use a rideshare service. Our law enforcement partners will be looking for impaired drivers," end quote. Last March, 26 people died in traffic crashes on Iowa roads. 38% of those involved impairment. 3 months after the incident, the Iowa Attorney General's office has cleared three Northeast Iowa deputies following the death of a man they arrested. Dar Danielson reports on the ruling that two Blackhawk and one Bremer County deputy acted appropriately during the December 15, 2024 encounter.
Deputies say Willie Earl Washington fled at speeds of more than 120 miles an hour when they tried to stop him for a traffic violation in December. Once he was stopped, deputies say Washington battled with them and they held him face down to put handcuffs on him. Washington said he couldn't breathe and was unresponsive when deputies turned him over. He later died at the hospital. The DCI investigation found Washington was face down approximately 87 seconds and the cause of death was a combination of cardiorespiratory arrest and enlarged heart, obesity, meth use, and positioning. It concluded that officers used no more force or time than was necessary to handcuff him. I'm Dar Danielson.
The pursuit of Washington was initiated by Waterloo police, who clocked his car traveling at speeds over 90 miles per hour. Before leaving Waterloo, Washington's vehicle struck a civilian. A Blackhawk County Sheriff's deputy continued the pursuit north of Waterloo until it was stopped by stop sticks near the intersection of Highways 63 and 3, about 7 miles east of Waverly. Authorities say Washington was removed from the vehicle and placed into handcuffs. However, he became unresponsive while in handcuffs, prompting deputies to perform CPR, but later died. The Iowa DCI assisted in the investigation. With temperatures this week pushing into the 60s and 70s in the forecast today, kids and kids at heart are anxious to get outdoors to take advantage of the spring-like weather. That will require patience for some facilities to open in Charles City. Park Rec Director Tyler Mitchell says kids won't be able to get on the new inclusive playground at Sportsman's Park for about another month, weather permitting.
They are working on it currently. Hopefully get most of the work done this week. Then in the next week or two, they will be putting down the rubber surfacing. That's the plan. As long as weather cooperates, we have to have X amount of days over a certain temperature. So as long as we hit a spell like that, we'll get that in. But if all of a sudden we hit a cold spell here, then it'll be a little longer.
Mitchell says the same applies for adults looking to get out on the links at Wildwood Golf Course.
Some frost is still in the greens a little bit. It's a little mushy. We want those to be in good shape for when people start playing this year. Our liquor license and everything starts in April, so we're just kind of looking at an April timeline. The exact date will kind of depend on how these next few weeks go, if we hit a real cold spell or all of a sudden we get a lot of snow. So it's not an exact date yet.
Mitchell adds the Park Rec Department also needs to hire more staff for the upcoming season. Those interested can apply on the City of Charles City website. New Hampton High School seniors and their parents are reminded that the application deadline for Dollars for Scholars is this weekend. Coordinator Michelle O'Donnell says she wants to make sure no senior misses out on the post-high school scholarship program.
For example, we have 81 in this year's graduating class. Roughly out of that 81, about 70% of them are college bound. And out of that, about 77% at this point so far have filled out the Dollars for Scholars application.
O'Donnell also advises that the application criteria can vary from scholarship to scholarship.
You know, there's a lot of scholarships within this program. And, you know, I tell the kids, people get to ask for, you know, if you're donating money, they get to ask for whatever they want out of you. Some donors just are looking for, you know, do you have a certain GPA? Are you going into this certain field? The next donor might say, I want you to do an essay. You know, and again, we have to kind of go over what those skills look like for a good college scholarship essay. And some may ask for letters of recommendation. So there's a couple things they just really need to stay on top of and be aware of when they're doing these applications.
The deadline for applications is at 11:59 p.m. this Sunday night, with scholarship recipients to be announced during the awards night on May 13th. A link to more information, including how to apply or to donate to the Dollars for Scholars program, is included with this story on our station website. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.